Home Cares with Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. I had a question. Uh-huh. So I have a client. They have more hours for me. It's a different client, and I'm already working 56 hours already.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to do a second shift.
All right.
It's another.
You said, I'm sorry, you work 56 hours already with your patient, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they want to bring you, I'm sorry, go ahead, baby.
No, I was just going to say that the only thing that might change is your pay rate, because as the overtime increases, the first initial 40-hour rate needs to decrease, because the way it works in home care is when Medicaid is paying us, they only pay us a flat rate for all hours. They don't accommodate for overtime or anything, so that's why a lot of agencies
mm-hmm.
don't pay overtime. But
right.
we're willing to pay the overtime, and it will average out to a higher rate than what you're currently getting, but it's just a matter of the way it needs to look legally on your pay stubs. It needs to show one rate for the initial 40 and then an overtime rate for anything over 40 hours. So how many hours do you plan on working with
patient? She has 56 hours.
Okay. Now, legally, you can work it, because you can work up to 112 hours a week. Let me see. I'm going to pull up your file, and I will see what we're at. Caregiver. Okay, so you're at. So the first initial 40-hour rate will need to drop down to $13 an hour for the first 40 hours. Then for the 72 hours of overtime, you would go in at a rate of $19.50 an hour, and that averages out to a rate of, it comes out to $1,924 per week before taxes come out, and it averages out, like if you were to do 112 hours, for like it would be $17.18 per hour. So it's like, If it was just one rate over the 112 hours, it would be $17.18. But because we need to separate it out for legal reasons, it's going to look different than that.
Oh, okay. So a week, both of them, it will be up like $1,900?
Yeah. It would be, over $1,900 before taxes. I'm not sure what your tax rates are. I can't give you that information.
Right,
right. But, yeah, so it, and like I said, so if we were paying you just one rate over all of the hours and not over change it for overtime or anything, it would be $17.18 per hour.
For the whole 112 hours?
Yes.
Average, okay.
But we have to break it down that way for legal reasons.
So that's still like another $700.
Even after
you take out $300. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. And I just ask you, do you have the client's name so I can just put it in there that we discussed it and that's the rate that we offered?
No, it's her daughter. And her daughter actually called you guys, but she didn't want to do it because she's saying the rate. Because she does 16 hours a day for her mom.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. We going through a third party, a friend of hers referred me to her, so
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of going talking to the friend. But she said
okay.
She just called you guys, and it was like she works like 16 hours a day for 7 days, whatever that comes to. And she said she didn't want to go with you guys because the pay rate would drop or something like that. But to me, it's
I don't know. I mean, I did just speak to someone about it.
It might probably was her.
Let me see. Is her name Letitia?
Yeah,
I did speak to her, and I showed her everything, the insurance benefits, and I gave her the exact rate you did, and I explained to her that our rates are negotiable, but it needs to be approved from my finance department, and I would need the information for the patient before I can bring that to them. You know, so if it's the rate that she's concerned with, I would definitely just let her know, because I did specifically say that our rate, that I can only offer what I can offer, but anything more than that would need to go through our finance department.
Okay, because she was saying that she want to go with it. I don't know what the rate was or anything.
No, I mean, no, that's exactly the rate I gave her, yeah.
Oh, the same rate you gave me?
Yeah, it was 13 for the first 40. That's why I had the information right accessible, because it's right in my notebook right now. I'm like, oh, that's easy.
Right,
let me just give her that.
Right. Because I was telling the third party, if she didn't want to go with you guys, I could still go with
you
guys.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
She could take me on board to do the second shift for her.
Yeah,
mom.
And she was asking about the 56 hours. Yeah, too. Mm-hmm. And I said for the 56 hours, I said I could do it for 14, but because it's you're already at 14 for your initial 56, I would have to lower it for the to make it to the 112.
I mean, it's only a dollar. It's like it will come back up once you do it. Yeah, so that's not
All right.
It's not like 40. All right,
so
thank
she can
you.
Yeah. So she's more than well. If she's willing to, she can transfer out just the 56 hours to our agency and keep her hours over with her current agency if that's something she's interested
right.
in doing.
Right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.